It's Wednesday morning and time for Managing Your Money, brought to you by ESB Financial for banking, investments, trust, and mortgage. And we'll say good morning to Candace Wakeman, who is the head of marketing at ESB Financial. Candace, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ron. I'm doing great today.
Well, it's nice to talk to you as always, and Happy New Year to you, by the way.
Yes, Happy New Year.
And speaking of New Year, Candace, we're about ready to waltz into 2022.
Yes, the new year is right around the corner, which means another year is about to come to close. And good news, we get to start fresh with 2022. I don't know about you, Ron, but I love this time of year and thought maybe it'd be a great time to talk about how to set goals for the new year.
You know, Candace, so let's talk about goals and maybe how we can reach them.
Yes, so everyone can make New Year's resolutions, but without a plan to follow through on those goals, you more than likely will get through January and push them aside and then forget about them until December. And then find yourself thinking, man, I didn't accomplish anything this year. And I don't know about you, Ron, but I feel we all struggle with this.
Well, Candace, why don't you help us de-struggle here?
Yes. So, well, what if 22 could be different and you could actually achieve those goals you set in January? So today I'm going to talk to you about 5 tips on how to set goals. First, you want to be specific, set your goals and break them down so you know when and how to achieve them. Second, make your goals measurable. Give yourself daily, weekly, and monthly steps to take. When you have a big goal and set many goals to achieve that goal, you are more than likely to follow through. Being intentional is key here. Give your goals a time limit. It's important to set a time limit because you need a finish line. Take that goal of yours, create a plan, break it all the way down to daily activities, and set yourself a deadline. Next, goals that you set need to be yours. Simple as that. And then lastly, put them in writing. Hang them up where you will see them every day. That way they are top of mind always, and you are more than likely going to achieve them that way. Whether you're setting fitness goals, financial goals, family goals, or career goals, use these 5 tips to help you plan and achieve them.
I think they are achievable when you put it that way, so sound advice.
Yes.
Nice tips heading into 2022. Well, Candace, do you have a money message for us this morning?
ESB wants to wish everyone a happy new year, and we just want to make sure you guys tune in next week to hear more on specific money goals you can set in the new year to have financial success.
Candace, thank you, and happy new year.
Happy new year, Ron.
That is Candace Wakeman, head of marketing, ESB Financial, managing your money. Brought to you by ESB Financial, an Emporia tradition since 1901 with locations in Emporia and Manhattan. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.